Brothers and sisters, rejoice, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. There is something beautiful and very sacred watching children and their parents prepare for Christmas, observing today the countless children who came bearing hundreds of gifts to McKenna to be distributed all over the city of Washington to the less fortunate. There were literally hundreds of gifts that were distributed to 12 different centers scattered around the city. And this evening, again, to watch children, Girl Scouts, who for the last 4 years have been hosting the homeless men and women who come. Tonight, it starts at 6:30. About a half dozen Girl Scouts who've been doing this for 4 years will host and entertain these men and women. There is something sacred. There is something joyful to see, to watch, and to ponder. But what is going on is a deeper sense of hope for joy, for a greater joy, for others, especially the poor, is indeed an evening to rejoice. And this evening's wonderful readings that your church invites us to reflect upon on this Gaudete Sunday is a time to consider in a special and a sacred way those movements that invite us to hope for joy. But what is the joy for which we hope? When asked the source of her joy, Mother Teresa, who labored for decades with the poor and suffering, said this: joy is a prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net of love. A joyful heart is the normal result of a heart burning with love, loving as God loves, helping as God helps, giving as God gives, serving as God serves, and rescuing as God rescues. Being in the sense of God's presence 24 hours, touching God and sensing we are being touched by God is indeed joy. Of course, it is not always easy to be joyful, for there are times of sorrow and anxiety which hinder joy. And yet, even in grief and sorrow, we still may experience a hope for joy. Allow me to tell you of an event that took place right here yesterday, of sorrow and yet joy. You see, we had a funeral for one of our parishioners whose family came from throughout the United States. And the deceased members of the family asked if it might be possible to have a new member of their family baptized at the funeral, a granddaughter of the deceased. And so it happened. Yesterday morning, Father Campbell was the presider. We had the casket of the deceased right here. And alongside, we had the baptismal font right up here. In the middle, we had the Paschal candle, the symbol of the resurrection, of joy, of hope for new life. In the deceased, for an eternal joy. For the granddaughter, a beginning of a life filled with joy. A death, a resurrection, a hope for joy. And there we were, having the baptismal font, the very waters that baptized the child, the granddaughter, was the water that was sprinkled on the casket of her grandfather. Uniting death and resurrection, uniting a hope for joy. This is what the church gives us on throughout our year, but especially pointing on this Gaudete Sunday, a time to consider not just December 25th and Christmas, no, the journey of Advent that sparkles our lives with joy. This is only fitting then how we use these symbols for hope for joy as a child begins her life and for a grandfather who began eternal life with Christ. Grief and yet hope for joy. Not easy at times, because as the reading suggests, particularly the first reading, with joy, there needs to be justice, a justice that reverberates around a community of faith and indeed throughout the world. You know, today, December 17th, also happens to be the 82nd birthday of Jorge Bergoglio, Pope Francis, a day of joy for him. What did he do this morning? Well, he joyfully shared with dozens of children in the Vatican Circle a pizza. Wouldn't you? These were children who were in the healthcare system of the Vatican, children of many employees, children of the disadvantaged. And Pope Francis wanted to share with them his day of joy. And so he did. And in what he said to them, eat as much as you can, for pizza will make you grow. I don't know about you, pizza has a different way of making me grow. And not to disparage Pope Francis, but I think he's had a few pizzas in his life. But also, he well knows that hope for joy. For on November 24th, 2013, Pope Francis gave an apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. And he spoke about it in terms of how it fills our hearts as we encounter Jesus. But he also spoke of the justice needed for joy. And he spoke of challenges in terms of no's and yes's. Briefly, he said no to an economy of exclusion, no to a new idolatry of money, no to a financial system which rules rather than serves, no to the inequality which spawns violence, and yes to the challenge of a missionary spirituality for all peoples, yes to the new relationships brought by Jesus Christ, and yes to the joy that comes out of the gospel for all of us, to be inspired so we can aspire to share joy. This is the joy that we're celebrating, a hope, a means of moving. Allow me also to share the sense of Mary's joy, the journey she had on her way to Bethlehem. This is the sense of Mary in the Magnificat. We sang part of it tonight. The Lord has done great things for me. Holy is his name. A rejoicing. Why is Mary rejoicing? Yes, she's giving birth to her son, but not just for her. Mary had the sense that she was giving birth to Jesus, God, in the mystery of God's presence for all peoples, for all time. Can we sense Mary's joy as she prepares to give birth? What are we preparing to give birth? Not just on Christmas, but on our daily joys, that movement that God calls us. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us indeed rejoice tonight, always. Not that we're always happy, but seeking that goal, that the Spirit in us will not be quenched, but it'll be shared like a river moving through our relationships, moving through the flows of our inspirations, moving through our encounters, as Pope Francis would say, the encounter that gives us the life of Christ through one another, the life that gives us the joy of God's eternal love.